Brothers and sisters, happy Easter. We're still in Easter. This is the third Sunday of Easter, and we continue to celebrate the joy of the resurrection of Jesus. And our readings today reflect this Easter joy because they profess Jesus, the one risen from the dead. Interestingly, though, they also profess repentance and conversion of heart. But wait a minute, you may be thinking, Lent is over. Like, why more repentance? Jesus is already risen from the dead to the glory of God the Father. No more repentance. Well, yes, that's true in a way. But we must not lose sight of why Jesus had to be resurrected. Why Jesus had to suffer his passion, his crucifixion, and his death. And the reason was, as we hear in John's letter, for the expiation of our sins. And Jesus died not only for our sins, but for those of the whole world. And those particular words might call to mind last Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday. Specifically, when we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet and we hear that prayer, Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. So yes, we should celebrate Christ risen from the dead and the joy that comes from his resurrection. Part of that joy, though, is that his words and the words of the prophets were true. The temple of his body that was destroyed was rebuilt in 3 days. As Jesus tells us in Luke's gospel, the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. Jesus also tells us in that same gospel reading, repentance will be preached in his name to all the nations. And in the first reading from Acts, Peter preaches that very similar message of repentance. Now, our tendency is to hear all the nations. In other words, repentance out there in the world. Those other nations. Those other people. Yeah, they need to repent. But wait a minute. Jesus also says repentance begins in Jerusalem. Repentance begins with the Jews, God's chosen people. And when Peter preaches repentance in Acts, he calls the people of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to repentance. Well, brothers and sisters, today we also are the people of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob because we follow Christ, the Son of the one true God. So Jesus is calling us to repentance first. We must lead the way. We must keep his commandments. We must live in his truth. Because we are witnesses to the risen Christ. O Lord, let the light of your countenance shine upon us. You put gladness into our hearts.